Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. French President Emmanuel Macron is hosting European leaders Monday for an emergency summit on the Russia-Ukraine war after U.S. officials suggested Europe would have no role in talks on ending the conflict. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
The French presidency said on Sunday Macron had called for the consultation talks and that they would address the change in the U.S. approach to Ukraine and the risks to the security of the European continent. U.S. President Donald Trump stunned European allies in NATO and Ukraine last week when he announced he had held a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin without consulting with them and would start a peace process. Trump's Ukraine envoy Keith Kellogg jolted Europe further on Saturday when he said it would not have a seat at the table for Ukraine peace talks, even after Washington sent a questionnaire to European capitals to ask what they could contribute to security guarantees for Kyiv. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
After meeting U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that Israel and the United States are determined to thwart Iran's nuclear ambitions and its influence in the Middle East. Reuters' Olivia Zelino reports.
We agreed that the Ayatollahs must not have nuclear weapons. And we also agreed that Iran's aggression in the region has to be rolled back.
The common theme in all of these challenges is Iran. It is the single greatest source of instability in the region.
Iran says it's enriching uranium for peaceful purposes. It has backed groups across the Middle East that describe themselves as the axis of resistance to Israel and U.S. influence in the region. That includes Hamas, the Hezbollah movement in Lebanon, and the Houthi movement in Yemen. Iran denies that it closely directs its proxies in their attacks, saying that they act on their own initiative.
That's Reuters' Olivia Zelino, and this is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled to the United Arab Emirates late Sunday as momentum grows for potential peace talks ending Moscow's war in the country. U.S. President Donald Trump last week suggested he would be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Saudi Arabia. The UAE, home to Abu Dhabi and Dubai, long has been floated as a possible site for peace talks as well, given the large population of Russian and Ukrainian expatriates who have flooded the country since the war began, and due to the Emirates' work on prisoner exchanges in the past. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he directed his ministers not to sign off on a proposed agreement to give the United States access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals because the document was too focused on U.S. interest.
The proposal, which was a key part of Zelensky's talks with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference on Friday, did not offer any specific security guarantees in return. That's according to one current and one former senior official familiar with the talks.
It's not in our interests today.
Kyiv has placed high importance on the need for Ukraine to receive guarantees from the U.S. that would deter Russia from launching a new invasion once a peace deal is reached. Zelensky's decision not to sign a deal, at least for now, was described as quote-unquote short-sighted by a senior White House official. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports that Pope Francis remains in the hospital after missing Sunday prayers at the Vatican.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is in stable condition at the hospital being treated for a respiratory tract infection. The 88-year-old pontiff spent Sunday watching Mass on TV and alternating between reading and resting. Well-wishers were outside the Rome hospital praying for him.
For me, most important is pregar.
The Pope was admitted to the hospital Friday. As a young man, he had part of his lung removed after an infection and is prone to respiratory issues. I'm Julie Walker.
The Brazilian government has announced that the next BRICS summit will take place in Rio de Janeiro on July 6th and 7th. Brazil will chair the bloc of developing economies through 2025 and said it will focus on promoting global governance, reform, and cooperation among global South countries. The bloc was established in 2009 by Brazil, Russia, India, and China, with South Africa joining in 2010 as a counterbalance to the group of seven leading industrialized nations. Recently, they welcomed Indonesia as one of its 11 members and Nigeria as a partner country, a designation introduced at the 2024 summit. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.